Library of original book images from Google Books. The pages within this site are the 9-volume complete works of George Fox from the 17th century, the works of the George Fox. Changing verbs, i.e. standeth to stands, to accommodate modern usage, adding identifiable supplementary text, and linking quotations and sentences to this site's clarified online Bible to help determine any questions of validity in the mind of the reader. The HTML format journals of George Fox on this site are unique, consisting of 1. The official Quaker 2-volume journal of George Fox edited by Thomas Elwood, and 2. With additions from the Journal of George Fox original manuscripts, which were censored and omitted from the official Quaker journal. The journals of George Fox in HTML format are available in English, Spanish, French, and Chinese, both simplified and traditional. This site's complete works of George Fox in HTML pages are also grouped in downloadable PDFs, and the complete website is downloadable in English, Spanish, or French to a Windows, XP, Vista, 7, 8, or 10 computer for offline reading. Below are the complete set of 8 volumes of the works of the George Fox, unmodified, as originally published in 1831, except for the 2 volumes of the journal edited by William Armistead in 1911, edited to modern pronouns and modern verb conjugations only. These are supplied for anyone who wishes to verify that the original meaning has not been changed, as well as some additional books for supplementary reading. 1. The works of George Fox I, The Journal of George Fox, the Elwood version, edited to modern English by Armistead, Volume 1, 23 MB 2. The works of George Fox Roman II, The Journal of George Fox, the Elwood version, edited to modern English by, Volume 2, 22 MB 3. The works of George Fox Roman III, Great Mystery, The Whore of Babylon, 22.4 MB 4. The works of George Fox Roman IV, Doctrine 1, 15.6 MB 5. The works of George Fox V, Doctrine 2, 17 MB 6. The works of George Fox Roman VI, Doctrine 3, 11.1 MB 7. The works of George Fox Roman VII, Epistles 1, 12.1 MB 8. The works of George Fox Roman VIII, Epistles 2, 16.3 MB 8. The Journal of George Fox edited by Nichols, a revised journal, complete in only 1 volume, 63.5 MB 8. This revised version was compiled from several original manuscripts, including the Cambridge Journal and the Short Journal, to more closely follow Fox's original wording. It is less polished than the journal edited by Elwood and or Armistead. The journal's most important first chapter is entirely taken from the Elwood version, and Elwood's version of William Penn's introduction is abbreviated to be only his testimony regarding George Fox. Any original manuscript text that contributed to the narrative was included in the Nichols revision, but very instructive doctrinal letters were not included in the Nichols version, which letters have been added to this site's journal in HTML and PDF format. The Journal of George Fox on this site in HTML and PDF format has the official 2-volume version, 1 and 2 above, edited by Thomas Elwood. This site's version also includes considerable omitted text from the original manuscripts that George Fox hand recorded. The Journal of George Fox, edited from the MSS by Norman Penny, Cambridge University, 1911, known as the Cambridge Journal, a 2-volume publication. Volume 1 is available for your study, though the spelling and lack of punctuation makes its reading applicable only to those with serious historical interest. 1. The Cambridge Journal, The Journal of George Fox, edited from original manuscripts by Norman Penny, Vol. 1, 30.6 MB. Volume 2 of the Cambridge Journal is available for reading only. Downloading is restricted at the following address: https://babel.hathitrust.org/cgi/pt/id=1 32,106,006,426,594. View equals 1 up. Sec equals 13.2. William Penn's great book, No Cross, No Crown, is an original PDF format on the site, 9.6 MB. On this site, there are also many references and quotations from William Sewell's The History of the Rise, Increase and Progress of the Christian People Called Quakers, in 2 volumes. This work was published in 1695, when Sewell could still interview eyewitnesses to the events, and when the detailed court records were still available. Sewell is considered the definitive historian of the early Quaker movement, being the source of most Quaker writings in the 19th century. Sewall was a Dutch Quaker himself, the son of Quaker parents, who were in England during part of the persecutions that he has chronicled. One, the history of the rise, increase, and progress of the Christian people called Quakers, Vol. I, 23.6 MB 2. The history of the rise, increase, and progress of the Christian people called Quakers, Vol. Roman 2, 23.01 MB. Also available is The History of the Society of Friends in America, 1850, by James Bowden, Vol. I, 13.6 MB. A recent addition to the library is a compilation of Edward Burruff complete works, titled The Memorable Works of a Son of Thunder, 155 MB. This PDF is difficult to read due to the quality of the original book scanned, but it is full of very strong, very powerful writings. Some of the best are in the memoir to Edward Burruff on this site and easy to read.